Local Focus.
Well, there's plenty of discussions around at the moment about the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Bill, which the WA State Government have got through Parliament and looks like will come into effect in a few weeks' time on the 1st of July. Will this affect farmers in WA? Will it affect landowners around WA? I wanted to get the WA Farmers President's thoughts on it, so I asked him this morning, what are his thoughts? Here's what John Hassell had to say on Rural Focus this morning.
There are two things that are deeply concerning about this, Troy. One is that, I can't have someone come and do an audit on my place to say, look, these are the culturally sensitive areas and I look after them forever after because they're subject to change. So every time you want to do something, you have to have someone out and pay them to do it. And it's not fixed in the future forever because someone could come along and change it. I think that is an extremely worrying thing. I should be able to do an audit, say that's it forever after, protect them. The second thing is that we're not allowed to question it because someone's decision, you're being culturally insensitive. Now, we're not in kindergarten. It's not a religion. I should be able to ask a question about why a decision's been made and that should be able to be answered without any problems. So I really struggle with those two things alone. And, of course, the fact that every time you get someone out, it's going to cost you a huge amount of money. And I think, these things are designed to, make things difficult for us. It could be much simpler and much fairer and much safer.
So this is the new act that will come into effect, say, in just over a month's time, the 1st of July, replacing what? The outdated 1972 Act. Is that right?
So I believe.
Okay. Is this the greatest assault on farming?
Oh, well, you've had electoral reform, you've got the live sheep trade, you've got, firearms laws. Mm. There just seems to be a relentless thing, coming, industrial manslaughter. It just seems to be that, there's a violent attack on us and, we've got no recourse. When the Labor Party got elected with such a massive majority, I certainly felt that, with great power comes great responsibility. But this Labor Party is not exercising any responsibility. They're just going hard and don't care the outcomes. So I hope that when the opposition finally gets its act together and finally boots these buggers out of power, that some of these things will be repealed because they are they're just highly damaging to anybody who wants to try and make a living.
So it just seems like the WA state government are against farmers, mate, here in WA. Is that
well, I can assure you there's a lot of people who feel that way and it's not just the WA government, it's the federal government with the live trade as well. There's a lot of people feel that, farming is a dying occupation because we're being forced out of it and very, very unfairly forced out of it.
Tony Booty had to say the other day, mate, that this Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act is designed to prioritise consultation with Aboriginal people about the land use activities that may impact their cultural heritage. Have you spoken to anybody to do with the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage?
Look, I haven't at this stage of the game. And as I said, if there are areas on my farm that are, culturally sensitive, I know for certain that on a previous farm that we owned, there were certainly those sort of areas. I'd want them protected.
Yeah, absolutely. So landowners right across WA, mate, that got a bit going on here then.
Well, yeah, and it seems, when you buy a car, they don't retrospectively expect you to fit everything to the car. You buy it as it is. And when I buy my land, it's freehold land. And I expect to be able to, within certain bounds, do what's required, the laws that are in place when I buy it. But the laws are being changed, at a rate of knots, and it's making life very, very worrying for anybody who owns a block of land. And it's a deceitful way of doing things as well. Anybody who's got less than 1,100 square metres doesn't matter. So that's the majority of the people in the city. That's how sneaky and rotten this law is.
So the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act Educational Workshop says plenty right across regional WA starting next week, but I think you might be trying to get one at Armidale across the weekend, mate?
That's correct.
What are you hoping to find out from these workshops?
Well, hopefully get a point of view put across. The regulations need to be thought about very strongly, not to make it too difficult for us, while taking into account the things that the Act's meant to achieve, but also that, there are a lot of really worried people out there and they need to be taken to consideration.
We'll see how you get on at this. Hopefully you don't get kicked out of this meeting, mate. Hey?
Well, I'm going to say what
needs to be said. Have you got a disguise ready?
I'm going to say what needs to be said.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll check in with you sometime next week, mate, and get your thoughts about the workshop.
Will do. Troy, thanks very much.
Yeah, there he is, the president of WA Farmers, giving a WA Farmers perspective on the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act of 2021. John saying that he has heard from landowners and farmers across regional WA that some of them are quite fearful. Love to get your thoughts about it this morning. Feel free, 133353, the telephone number, or of course you can text on in 04800 97400. And the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act education workshops more or less kick off throughout regional WA next week, starting in the Kimberley, making their way through the Pilbara, the Gascoyne, the Midwest, and also across the Wheatbelt. I believe that the workshops in the Goldfields and Esperance are full, but everywhere else there are still available places to go. So it's to do with the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage. They're running educational workshops throughout WA from pretty much next week. Hopefully you can get yourself to one of those educational workshops around regional WA next week. But yeah, love to hear from you. 133353, the telephone number. Are you fearful for what is coming in on the 1st of July with this? Love to hear from you. As we said, telephone lines and text lines are open. The telephone number this morning, 133353, or text on in 04800 97400.